The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And Alabama wins against Auburn. Pretty good football game. Oregon crushes Oregon State. Florida State sneaks by once again. And Mississippi, Ole Miss, beating Mississippi State. I mean, big stuff, because that changes things. TCU wins 48-10. Ohio State wins 42-28. Baylor, that was a good game. 48-46, hanging on. UCLA lays an egg, and yes, Arizona State loses to Arizona. Other things happen as well. Got to welcome in my tag team partner, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dorf. I trust you had a good holiday.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Can't forget it was Thanksgiving on Thursday. Got to say Thanksgiving to happy Thanksgiving to people. Watched a lot of football, man. I mean, look, got to do that sometimes, right? I mean, we get lucky every now and then, Jeff.
Oh, Thanksgiving's just such a great weekend if you're a football fan. It doesn't get much better than this.
No, I agree. Just a great time to be a sports fan, and these NFL games are becoming more and more important. And the Philadelphia 76ers have yet to win a game. So, a lot going on in the sports world. On the other side, Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention catheter users.
Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out, as he always does. We are now going to hook up with Mary Nemitz from TixForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. And I'll tell you what, Mary, being the sports fan that she is, can't be too happy, to be honest with you. I mean, tough one for the Bears. Looked like it was going to be good. Starts out, and they're on top, and probably Bears fans are like, wow, what's going on? Because this isn't the team we know. And then all of a sudden, they are the team they know. And then, once again, Notre Dame loses for you again, Mary. So, really tough to be a sports fan right now, isn't it?
Well, it's tough to be a sports fan for those two teams. I can't deny that, but what a day yesterday. Was that not fun? I mean, I started, I think, at 10 o'clock our time, Central Time, watching, and we had four TVs set up watching six different games. It was so much fun. I'm decorating the tree at the same time, so nothing says decorating the tree better than watching, you know, six different events. It does not get any better. And then we ended it with the Blackhawks winning again last night. So it was all in all, it was a really, really good day.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we were able to sit around and watch a lot of sports and do it with family and whatnot. So I do not disagree with you. Win, lose, or draw. It's very good stuff yesterday, college football rivalry week. Jeff, I mean, you're the college football guy. Pretty exciting stuff, and some things are going to change a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Mary, you know, I got a chance to actually attend that Notre Dame debacle at the Coliseum last night down the street. I'm in Hollywood this morning, and it was just brutal. I mean, it was the type of football game you didn't even like to watch just because you know, Goldson gets benched. Malik Zaire doesn't throw the ball, and just throws the ball all over the place on this Notre Dame team. So, really, since that Florida State game, they've kind of fallen apart.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you hit the nail on the head. And really, I can't imagine what it was like having to sit there and watch it, because having to watch it on TV was so utterly painful that you just had to, okay, we'll watch something else. Let's check out another game. It was ugly. It was ugly from start to finish, and there really wasn't a whole lot of bright moments or things that you can say about it, other than thank God it's over, and you know, let's look forward to next year.
Mary's go ahead, Jeff.
Towards the end of the game, the USC faithful were just chanting, hurry up and lose when Notre Dame had the ball. That's how bad it got. We resorted to scoreboard watching without other TVs available to us. So it was quite the experience. Coliseum's a nice place, but the football game that we watched certainly wasn't.
It clearly was not a game at all. And, you know, sorry that was the one you have, but, you know, you'll have to, next time you head to the Midwest, we'll have to get you at a game here in South Bend.
There you go.
I love that.
Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us, as she does each and every week. Mary, let's get into it. TicksForCause.com. Tell us a little bit about you guys and what you're all about.
And TicksForCause.com is the website, the ticket website with a heart. It's the only place where people can go, find the tickets that they want to any kind of event around the country, literally around the world, whether it's sports, music, theater. You can find the tickets on our site, and with every single ticket purchase that you make, you benefit a charity of your choice in a big way. And it doesn't cost you any more for that. You benefit that charity because Ticks for Cause shares 50% of what they make on that ticket with the charity of your choice. And we also have donated tickets. People, we just had tickets come on today for different football games all across the country. So those people who have season tickets are coming on. They'll put their tickets on. They'll donate them to the charity. And when you buy those tickets, 90% of that ticket price that you pay goes to the charity that that donor selected. So we always say where you buy your ticket really does matter, and that's why we encourage people to go to ticksforcause.com.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, the website with a heart, and truly, I mean, again, Jeff has used it. I've used it before. It's very easy, very accessible. You drop down menus, and then you just go from there. So very easy to use, ticksforcause.com. And again, I don't think it gets any better. You get to donate to a charity of your choice. So again, and they have over 850, if I'm not mistaken. So plenty to choose from. And each and every week we feature a charity, Mary. And this week, no different than any other week. And I think that this one is just as important as any, to be quite honest with you. And I get an education each and every week. So go ahead, educate us a little bit about December, which is, I know, well, because of you, to be honest with you. Each and every week I learn something because you tell me about it. But it's AIDS Awareness Month. And like we all know, December is right around the corner, Mary.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I know it. And tomorrow, December 1st, it's World's AIDS Day. So it's the kickoff to a month of trying to bring awareness to this disease, this virus, AIDS. And, you know, people, I think, need to really understand that this is, AIDS is one of the most destructive. They're categorized as a pandemic right now in the history of mankind. They said globally, statistics state that more than 34 million people have HIV, and more than 39 million people have died from the virus. So there is a huge reason why you need to have a month of awareness so that people can be educated about what this is. They can be educated about how to protect themselves, and they can be educated about how to educate others when they come, when this conversation comes up. And that's really what this month is all about, is to be able to give people that information and to empower people to make a difference. And we're featuring one of our charity members, which is the AIDS Foundation of Chicago, who have been working tremendously since 1985 to bring this advocacy, this education, this research, this change.
You know, Mary, we all know this is a terrible, terrible disease. And I think the one thing that I always think about that really strikes me when we talk about AIDS is when it was announced that Magic Johnson obviously was HIV positive, and you know, it kind of hit me at that point, like, wow, this is something that's real, and you really got to be careful about what you're doing, to be honest with you. And you know, Magic Johnson, luckily enough, has never had AIDS. He's just had the HIV infection. So he's, I guess you could say he's very, very lucky.
He is absolutely very, very lucky. And, you know, I think, Andy, you really, you know, you pointed something out about it. When Magic came out and told people about this, that really got people to start to think, you know, wow, it can happen to Magic. How, you know, it can happen to any of us. How do we protect ourselves? What do we have to know about this? What do we have to do? Because it's not, you know, it's not just stuff that's happening in another part of the world. In the United States alone, it's estimated that more than 1.2 million people aged 13 years or older are living with this HIV infection. And it's starting, you know, you see it in infants with their born as it's carried from their mothers. So it is really, really an important issue and a problem that's facing this country. But what's encouraging is that there is education out there. There is treatment out there. There are drugs that are available to be able to start to treat the HIV to prevent it from going into the most advanced stage of HIV, which is AIDS. So that's why we really encourage people to come, you know, come to our website. Obviously, not only, you know, take a look at our tickets and buy the tickets to support these causes, but learn about these causes, because there's information there that can help all of us really every single day. And tomorrow especially, we want to focus on it being World AIDS Day, to be able to educate yourself about what it means and what you can do to help not only yourself but others.
Mary, great stuff as always. Really, really appreciate you taking your time out. Can't wait to talk to you next week about what's going on in the sports world. And like always, get an education from you about a new featured charity that we have.
Absolutely. Look forward to it as well. And look forward to hearing you guys give me some more knowledge on this this college football situation for next week.
Have a great day, Mary. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys.
Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com joining us as she does each and every week. Talk about them a little bit, talk to you about what their mission is, and tell you what, people, it doesn't get much better. Charity of your choice, donate to it up to 90%. Unbelievable. And you can make a real difference. You really can. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world. Just got done talking to Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Really, if you're going to get tickets, there's no better place to get them than there. Get to donate to a charity of your choice. They have over 850 of them to choose from. And it really only takes one person to make a difference. It really does. Or it starts with one, to be honest with you. Not that only one person can make a difference, but it starts with just one. So if you're going to purchase tickets for anything, ticksforcause.com. That's the spot. Jeff, a lot of things going on in the sports world. Ole Miss takes down Mississippi State. That's going to change things as far as the playoff picture goes for college football, as we all know. TCU wins 48-10. Ohio State 42-28. Baylor 48-46. UCLA loses. That changes things quite a bit in the Pac-12, obviously, as we all know, because Arizona State also lost. So Arizona and Oregon once again. I don't think that Arizona is going to be able to beat Oregon again, but you know, I've been wrong before, Jeff, but ultimately I think Oregon, they've got a spot for sure. Alabama, hard not to keep them in there. Florida State, again, I respect a team that just wins, Jeff.
Me too.
I mean, you know, you can say what you want about them, but at the end of the day, I think that that's a really good football team. And yeah, they've got their flaws, but they know how to win, and there's something to be said for that. So I don't even know how Florida State isn't number one, to be honest with you. I don't get it. When you don't lose and everybody's gunning for you and you're the national title champ from the year ago and you have no respect throughout the country, does it make any sense, really?
It makes no sense to me. You know, the last time they lost, E.J. Manuel was their starting quarterback. I mean, Jameis Winston's been there for just about two full seasons now. They haven't lost a football game. And, you know, I remember when it was just all about winning and losing football games. Now we hear about game control and style points and whatever else you want to make, you know, whatever other statistic or number you want to make up that fits your team's narrative to put them in. And we keep hearing about how there's four teams in the SEC West that are better than any team in the country, and I think that's all hooey.
Yeah, again, man, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They're the national champs. They haven't lost a game in a very, very long time, and yet you've got teams that are ahead of them that have lost. So, again, the ranking systems don't make a lot of sense. Who would you put in there as your fourth team right now?
I would probably put Baylor in there. You know, they beat TCU straight up. You know, they didn't play much of anybody out of conference. But and TCU's got a challenging game next week with K-State. So I think that the Big 12 might work itself out. It'll be unfortunate if you have 2 1-loss teams. But, you know, when that happens, you got to go head-to-head. I do want to mention one thing about Florida State. You got to respect their schedule, too, because they scheduled Big 12, Notre Dame, and Florida, as always. I mean, that's a better non-conference schedule than just about any team in the country is going to play. I know that Oklahoma State and Florida weren't great this year, but you can't help that. When you schedule 3 Power 5, you know, I count Notre Dame among them, as part of your non-conference schedule, it doesn't matter how good or bad the ACC is. You're trying to play real football games, and Florida State's undefeated. I just don't get how you put them down as low as 3 in some polls that I've seen.
Yeah, doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And, you know, it's weird, too, because, you know, when you play teams really does make a difference because let's say they played Notre Dame at this point, not the team that they were when they had to beat them. So I think, you know, that should be taken into consideration, too, when the rankings are out there and when they're doing things because, you know, Ohio State, things have changed for them now, you know, with a broken ankle for Barrett, they're in trouble with the quarterback once again. And I didn't even mention this, but obviously Bo Bellini gets fired there from Nebraska this morning. Just announced that a couple of moments or a few, you know, maybe about 10, 15 minutes ago. So it's getting to be that time, Jeff, when guys start losing jobs or guys earn jobs too.
Well, the Pelini thing is crazy to me. I know that he kind of dared them to fire him last year. So he comes out this year, he goes 9-3. He's 67-27 since he got there. Great defensive mind. I don't think you're going to get a better coach than Bo Pelini at Nebraska, but let's see what they've, let's see what Tom Osborne and the gang are working on there in Lincoln. But I'll tell you, I don't get it. I think that Nebraska just, they set a standard in the mid-90s for themselves, and they've struggled to get back there. And since when is 9-3 not good enough for a program in a flyover state that really hasn't been in the national conversation for almost a decade now?
You know what? Good point. I mean, I remember seeing Nebraska, Penn State in the Orange Bowl back, I believe, in 1985. I was at the game. They did have a very rich tradition. And when you're so good for so long, I mean, look, I'll relate this to, let's say the Dallas Cowboys, who were a very good football team, or the Buffalo Bills. Let's even throw them in there. They never really got it done, but ultimately, you can be good for a while. And then, the last 20 years, 25 years, the Cowboys have not been relevant. And I think history just continues to repeat itself. And as we saw the other day, Philadelphia, just a much better football team than the Dallas Cowboys. And ultimately, I hope they play themselves out of the playoffs, really, because can't stand Jerry Jones and can't really stand much of what's going on there at all. But I what I'm really trying to say is, it is tough, like you said. I mean, think about some of those teams I just mentioned, the Cowboys, the Bills. They were powerhouses. Nebraska, like you said, they were a powerhouse back in the day, very respected, and one of those spots where kids really wanted to go. Not the same anymore. And maybe they just felt like they needed to find somebody that can regain that type of interest, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you know what the challenge in college football these days is for any school that is located in a place in the country where it snows is at an extreme disadvantage because you have these specialty athletes coming out of high school now that train year-round to play football, and they can do that in the South. They can do that in Alabama. They can do that in Louisiana. And I think that's, you credit the complete demise of the Big East in football. The Big Ten has been down for I would say since that 2006 season when Ohio State and Michigan met up in the last game of the season. And how bad has that rivalry fallen off that Ohio State's won like what the last 13 of 15 there? So yeah. The times are changing, and and everything is trending towards the Sun Belt.
You know what? Just want to get your opinion real quickly. Ohio State playing the Badgers next week in that game, and without Barrett, I mean, does that change things immensely here or what?
Oh, absolutely. The fall off from JT Barrett to Cardale Jones is extreme. They're going to have to feed Ezekiel Elliott. I'd expect to see a lot of Jalen Marshall in the Wildcats offense because he's just a bolt of lightning. And they got to figure out how to stop Melvin Gordon. I don't think that there's anything you worry about with Wisconsin other than MG3.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy is unreal. Let's face it. I think that the only mistake they made with that kid this year, well, maybe two mistakes, is LSU, the second half, I don't know, they're claiming injury, but I don't know if I'm buying that. And then the record day where he set the record and then the week later got broken. Let's face it, he would have shattered that record. He would have had over 500 yards, would have gotten another 10, 12 carries probably in the fourth quarter. He only had 25, did it in three quarters, but very classy move, I guess you could say, by the Badgers. And also don't want a guy to get injured for no reason, but guaranteed that record would have been Melvin Gordon's for a long, long time if they would have let him run in the fourth quarter, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. And since you brought up class, I got to give a shout out to Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner for coming on the field and wishing JT Barrett as he was carted off the field. Rivalry is one thing, but gamesmanship's another, and I thought number 98 for Michigan certainly displayed it on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. You want to beat people when they've got their best out there, and again, I ultimately you would hope that, you know, guys are out there and have enough respect that they do not want somebody to get hurt out on the field. You know, it's a pretty barbaric game, Jeff, but most of the time guys walk away and, you know, they don't have many injuries. And, you know, later on in life, that's a different story. But throughout their playing careers, these guys are true warriors, whether it's at the high school, college, or NFL level. Very impressive what they do.
Yeah, give me 60 minutes of football, but after that, shake hands and be human beings about it.
I agree. Good point. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Keep it close. We're going to hook up with John Poulter, a professor of sports on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews of today's stars and past sports legends is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Players, managers, coaches, broadcasters, commissioners, and owners talk about their teams, games, careers, unforgettable moments, and disappointments in this unique collection of original full-length interviews. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Keith, when you think back over your long and successful career, what are the things that mean the most to Keith Jackson?
Being able to assess the values of the local people, and I felt that doing college football was a blessing for me because it gave me a chance to walk the streets of Middle America and talk to the people who work 12 hours, 14 hours a day for a living. Little things like that.
These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Joe Buck joins us on Sports Byline, play-by-play broadcaster for the Fox Sports Network. You know, when I was thinking about you, I wondered if you felt any pressure at all about going into broadcasting. You were following in the footsteps of your father, who was a Hall of Fame broadcaster. How did you approach the whole situation, Joe?
I think I would have felt pressure if he had pushed me into it. And he was just the type father. And I had so much respect for him, so much respect for what he did. I saw how happy it made him. I just naturally wanted to go into it.
It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Get gifting this season with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Surprise coworkers, friends, and family with a festive adventure on our holiday cruise. Enjoy chef-prepared gourmet meals, spectacular city lights, and holiday-themed entertainment. Skip the usual stocking stuffers this season and give everyone a gift they'll remember for years to come. Visit hornblower.com or call 1-855-538-7590.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich hanging out with me. He's in Los Angeles, I believe, somewhere around the Coliseum. He was at the USC Notre Dame game last night. College football, definitely interesting, as things have definitely changed after this week. Ole Miss getting it done, beating Mississippi State. So a lot can change every week, and it does, and I think that's why We all get so excited about college football. I think that's why we get so excited about NFL football, Jeff. I mean, ultimately, week in and week out, things can change, and guys can go down, or teams can really step up and make some moves. But just want to get your – go ahead.
Yeah, I also went to the Rose Bowl for the Stanford-UCLA game on Friday, and that was a heck of an upset by Stanford. That UCLA team is different week in and week out. I actually had them in my top six going into play this weekend, but obviously that all changes. But, exciting week coming up in the NFL. Certainly an exciting week behind us in college football.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good games in the NFL, and a really big one, obviously. It's going to be the Packers and the Patriots and two of the best quarterbacks going at it, playing some of the best football. I don't think you could ask for a better matchup, Jeff, really.
No, not at all. I mean, that's a battle of probably the two best quarterbacks in the game today. No disrespect to Peyton Manning there, but Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady just – 12 versus 12, they get it done year in and year out, and they seem to get better with age, both of them.
You know, you mentioned Peyton Manning there, and what seems to be so great maybe isn't so great. And what I mean by that is, look, I'm not taking anything away from the guy. I love Peyton Manning. Let me say that first and foremost. I think he's a great quarterback. However, this year, on the road, not nearly the same guy as he is at home. And the thing that you just said about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, the difference between those guys is they are pretty darn good, whether they're at home or on the road. And, yeah, of course, the Packers are a little bit better at home. Most teams are. They're 5-0, and that's a tough place to go. As we all know, Lambeau, this time of the year, could be a little bit cold. But that shouldn't be too tough for the Patriots and Tom Brady. But ultimately, I think that's the difference. Those guys are consistent, a little bit more so than Peyton Manning, Jeff.
Well, it's not all cerebral with them. I think that's a big difference, is that Peyton Manning is so good because he's so smart, and not to take away any of the physical skills. He's got a great release. He knows his players. He's got his timing down. But when they go on the road, it's a little bit different because, if you remember earlier in the year, he got upset at the scoreboard operator for blasting music, when they had the ball and doing things that made it difficult. And those are the things that make it difficult to play football on the road. And we saw it in Seattle, in San Diego. So we've seen this team falter when they don't have the luxuries of a quiet home crowd when they have the ball on offense. And their defense is pretty darn good there in Denver too. We like to feature the quarterbacks in this game, but let's face it, if Denver doesn't have a great defense under John Fox and Jack Del Rio, Peyton Manning's efforts are all for naught, as they often were in Indianapolis.
Broncos and Chiefs today, that's a pretty big game, to be quite honest with you. The Broncos have slipped up a little bit, and this could make things a lot different. A tough place to play, Arrowhead, let's face it. Like I said, struggles on the road a little bit. Good opportunity for the Chiefs today to make some noise and make that division very interesting. So we'll see how it all shakes out a little bit later. One more thing I want to get to, and then we'll hook up with John Polter, professor of sports. Seahawks dominated the 49ers the other day. They look pretty good, to be quite honest with you. The defense looked like they got their act together. Kaepernick, pretty ineffective, to be totally honest. 121 yards, just not effective at all. Russell Wilson, again, just a more polished quarterback at this point, Jeff, than Colin Kaepernick, if you ask me. And the Niners, 7-5, maybe on their way out more so than on their way in. Whereas the Seahawks getting that victory, the Cardinals lose today. I'm not saying they will, and I hope they don't, but they lose today. It makes this division a whole heck of a lot more interesting, them being 9-3 and the Seahawks at 8-4. You know what? You have to start thinking about the footsteps that you're hearing a little bit more.
Oh, Seattle made a statement. You know, not only in going into Levi's Stadium and embarrassing the 49ers on Thanksgiving night, but also, you know, coming off the heels of a home victory over the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, you got to win your division game. Seattle's shown that they could do that. They stumbled a bit. You know, you wouldn't call it a Super Bowl hangover. It's just kind of one of those things that happens. I think that Arizona's gonna hold serve even on the road against a pretty mediocre, if not bad, Atlanta team. But hey, look out for the Seattle Seahawks. I'm wondering if they're gonna lose another game the rest of the season. I know that they have a big one in Arizona coming up, but this Seattle team might have two games in Arizona if you catch my drift.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. They seem to get a little bit of a fire lit under them, and they have played a little bit more inspired football the last couple of weeks. So we'll see how Seattle continues and how they finish out the season. And I think they'll finish strong like you do. Let's hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning. Sorry, we were just kind of carrying over a little bit of a conversation from the segment before, and Jeff and I don't really talk much NFL. I usually just talk college football with him. But John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well, thanks. How are the two of you?
No complaints. You know, Valley of the Sun, pretty good place to be at this point of the year. Had a record high the other day. Yesterday was another beautiful day. Looks like the same thing again today. So while the rest of the country is getting a little bit cold and things are a little dicey, we're pretty okay here in the southwest here in Arizona. But, you know, last week when we talked about the Panda, Pablo Sandoval, you know, you were thinking he was going to stick around in San Francisco. My, oh, my, how things changed, huh?
Well, I think the discussion was that if he was going to move, that Boston was in the driver's seat, and it was all about money. If he really felt that he wanted to stay in a place where he had a better chance to win, I think San Francisco was the place to be. It kind of boggles my mind a little bit in terms of how the Giants dealt with this. It almost seems that they let him go very easily, and I don't really understand that because, you know, he's somewhat of a cult hero, was somewhat of a cult hero in San Francisco. And I have to wonder what this does image-wise to the Giants letting the guy go. Maybe the contract demands were just, far too far out of the ballpark for what the Giants were comfortable with, and they felt that they had a budget. They wanted to spend it on other things and, let him go. But again, we have an issue with the Red Sox with signing Sandoval and Ramirez, trying to buy their way out of a bad season. Back to the old story, does the Red Sox actions, the Yankees actions, buying their way out of bad seasons, is it spoiling the game?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you know, the Red Sox were, they're one of those teams that they go from worst to first. You know, maybe they're trying to do something very similar where, like you said, they're going to go out and buy their way back into the postseason. And, hey, look, they've got themselves a pretty good third baseman. Hanley Ramirez coming over to them, like you said, as well. You know, he was at a rival. So, you know, I don't know, man. This is pretty interesting, to say the least, from the Boston Red Sox. I mean, you know, Jeff just talked about Seattle making a statement. I think Boston, once again, making a statement with these last couple moves.
Yeah, I think they have, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that logjam they have in the outfield now, because they're talking about playing Ramirez in left field. And that contract probably surprised me a little bit more than the Sandoval contract did, because, as I mentioned, I always felt that if he moved, Boston was the place that sort of was in the driver's seat. But Ramirez has never been an outfielder. He's going to play left field in what's, let's face it, a very unique situation. I mean, there's no left field in the major leagues like there is in Boston. And I have to wonder what happens if that doesn't work out. You can't sit a guy making that much money on the bench, and he's obviously not likely to get traded with that kind of a contract. So I have to wonder how the Red Sox are going to do some juggling in the outfield. And, the Dodgers have the same issue. They're looking to move some outfielders as well. So maybe both of those teams will look at strengthening themselves elsewhere by trading surplus outfielders. And I don't think the trading has stopped for either team. And in fact, I don't think it's stopped for a lot of teams. You know, Toronto and Oakland made a pretty big deal on Friday night, very late Friday night here in the East. And I suspect that there'll be some further fallout from that as well, that, you know, there's going to be some additional moves there. And I see this morning that Oakland is looking at dealing some Aja now. So, you know, this just doesn't seem to stop. Oakland seems to be on a little bit of a rebuild, remake, whatever you want to call it, once again. And you have to wonder if dollars and cents are the big player in that deal.
That's the voice of John Poulter. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know that the Red Sox had a guy named Ramirez that played left field that wasn't the greatest defender, and that kind of worked out for them for a couple of World Series runs. But, hey, you know, you mentioned Samardzija. I see that the White Sox are a suitor for him. How dominant could that, could a potential Chris Sale, Jeff Samardzija at the top of rotation be on the south side of Chicago? And, you know, I know the White Sox have a lot of holes, but are they a team that can make a run at the Detroits and the Kansas Cities in the AL Central Division?
Well, I think if they can get some pitching, I suspect that they can, Jeff. The interesting thing about that division is that we saw last year that it was pretty much wide open, perhaps with the exception of the Twins that started reasonably well the first 30, 40, 50 days of the season and then kind of went into their usual recent slump and sort of finished around the bottom. But I think last year we saw that Detroit is not as dominant a team in that division as it has been the last 5 or 6 years. And we saw the Royals take a good run at them. We saw the Indians take a good run at them. And the White Sox certainly are building from a youth standpoint. And, you know, with Abreu, they made a good free agent signing. So I suspect that the White Sox probably are a suitor. The other team that I'm hearing that might be a key player are the Braves, and the Braves may look at dealing Justin Upton going the other way in that transaction, and that's kind of a fun deal to look at because the two key players in that deal would both have 1 year left on their contracts. So are we looking at two rentals, you know, your rental for my rental kind of deal? It's puzzling how the Braves are rebuilding a team that I don't think is that badly broken, and, you know, once again, they're looking at pitching, and 5 or 10 years ago, would we ever have said that the Braves were looking for pitching? It seemed like they had it coming out of their ears.
Hey, one more final one real quickly as we're up against it. The Diamondbacks signed Cuban slugger, hopefully I don't butch it, but Yasmani Tomas, 6-year deal for $68.5 million. This guy, they compare him to some pretty good people, and he's young, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the Diamondbacks probably are looking at a fast way to try and get back into this. They had the worst record in the league last year. Looking at this guy's numbers, you know, he looks like he could be pretty impressive. He could looks like he could be another Abreu. He looks like he could be another Cespedes. You know, playing 5 or 6 years in the Cuban League is probably not the same as playing in the major leagues, and it's probably not as bad as playing in AAA. So it's half and half. Who knows? With the Diamondbacks, if he gets to play a fair bit and he bats in and around Goldschmidt, he may well end up being money well spent.
Hey, John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you next week, bud.
My pleasure, as always. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us, giving us the skinny on what's going on in baseball, even when they're not playing, because as everybody knows, sports never really take a break these days. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back with one final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for this hour. We'll be right back.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now.
Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfon Sports. Another hour on the horizon, by the way. A lot going on. And, Jeff, I want to get your thoughts real quickly on this before we get out of here today for this hour, like I said, and then we'll talk to you in a little bit, about 25 minutes or so. Jim Harbaugh, you know, could be with the 49ers, could be with the Raiders, could be with the Jets, could have traded this guy. Do you think his time is over in San Francisco?
I think it depends on how the rest of the season plays out for San Francisco. You know, if they end up going, 11-5 and making a deep run in the playoffs, he probably sticks around. I think that Trent Baalke ultimately likes the guy. The players like to play for him. So I don't think Harbaugh is necessarily counting his days in San Francisco, but that Michigan job's got to be pretty enticing for him since he is an alumni there.
There's a lot of jobs that are probably enticing in general when you think about it. And no matter what, he's going to get an opportunity somewhere, whether it's to stick around in San Francisco or whether it's going to go somewhere else and make some noise there. I got to say, he and his brother are so different. Jim, to me, not very likable. John, on the other hand, very likable. So, I don't know, man. And anyways, it is sports. It is what it is. And got to make tough decisions, and we got to get the heck out of Dodge because we're up against it. So, Jeff, thanks as always. We'll talk to you in about 25 minutes or so. It is Dorfon Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. NFL star Ray Rice's appeal hearing before a former federal judge has concluded after 2 days of testimony, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Rice and his wife Janae left the hearing about 3 hours apart. Former Judge Barbara Jones imposed a gag order on the participants, So Rice's attorney, Peter Ginsburg, was not talking.
I can trust his appeal process.
There's no deadline for Jones's decision. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who testified the first day, suspended Rice for two games after learning the running back had knocked his future wife unconscious in an elevator, then made that suspension indefinite when video of the punch surfaced. Rice maintains he's being punished twice for the same offense. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in Nigeria's second-largest city say 35 people are dead after multiple explosions tore through the city's central mosque. They say 150 others were injured. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9627. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9627. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9627. 1-800-954-9627.
The highest court in Massachusetts is getting set to hear arguments next week in a Second Amendment case involving stun guns. The court is being asked to decide whether a state law that prohibits private citizens from possessing those weapons infringes on their right to keep and bear arms. The case involves a homeless woman who'd been beaten badly by her ex-boyfriend and was given a stun gun by a friend to protect herself. The court is also being asked to consider whether the right to defend yourself in your home applies in the case of a homeless person. Best Buy's website is up and running again after being down for more than an hour this morning with a message that simply read, "We're sorry." Jeff Shellman, a Best Buy spokesman, attributed it to a concentrated spike in mobile traffic. He said the company shut down BestBuy.com so it could restore to its full performance. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. In France, disgruntled farmers have brought their sheep to the Eiffel Tower to protest wolf attacks and what they call the government's anti-farmer environmental policies. The woolly protesters munched grass near the Paris Monument while their owners urged tougher measures against wolf attacks. The government says its existing plan on preventing attacks and compensating farmers is sufficient. Authorities also want to ensure protection for wolves. The March Thursday came as the French president spoke at an environmental meeting about plans for cleaner energy and France's plans to host the UN climate change conference next year. Protester Frank Dieny said government policies, which include large subsidies to agriculture, are less and less farmer-friendly and don't recognize the role we play in maintaining the landscape, he said, that so many visitors to France appreciate. A much maligned public Christmas tree in Pennsylvania is getting the Charlie Brown treatment. Officials in Reading said the spindly branches will be decorated with a single red ornamental bulb, just like the scrawny tree in the beloved Peanuts holiday tale. Officials say they hope the symbol will remind people of the deeper meaning of the season. Residents of the small city complained the puny pine was ugly when it was first erected and topped with a lighted pretzel. Leaders then made arrangements.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and not so good morning to some of you, as Bo Pelini is out in Nebraska. Interesting move, to say the least. As they say, they're going a new direction. Harbaugh. Will this guy get an extension? Will he get traded? Will he move on to Oakland? Will he move on to the Jets? Will he go back to college? Who knows? Florida State sneaks gets by once again. Say what you want, but they continue to win, Fred Wallen and those other people out there all over the world. They continue to win, and there's something to be said for that. When everybody's gunning for you week in and week out, and you're not ranked number one in the country, and you haven't lost in like 2 years or more? I don't get it. I really don't get it, Fred. Explain that to me.
Well, Oregon's the best team in America. So we can talk about that when we do come back. Tuesday, we'll find out the ratings, and Alabama probably will still be number one. But in reality, it's Oregon number one, Florida State two, and Alabama three. That's my opinion. Andy, I know you got yours, so let's go to a break and come back.
And I disagree. I completely disagree. I don't think Oregon's the best, but I don't think Arizona can beat them either two times in one season. So they're going to be in that national title hunt and that playoff. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen with me this hour. Going to hook up with Jeff Rich in about 15 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes. Talk to him about some football as we do all the time. Fred's in L.A. I am in Phoenix. You could be anywhere, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, a couple things will be interesting when we talk to Jeff because he was at both the Stanford-UCLA game and then he was also at the Notre Dame USC game. So we'll get his take quite a bit on those, but I do want your thoughts real quickly. You got to be a little disappointed. UCLA just didn't show up. And to be honest, Fred, that's kind of what they did a few times this season. And that's sort of why I wasn't totally sold on them like you and like other people.
Well, I wasn't sold on them because I've never been a really big Jim Mora guy. I think he's a very good recruiter. He's recruited guys that would never have come to UCLA under Neuheisel or Carl Durrell or anybody else in the past decade or so. But he's a great recruiter. I just don't think he's a great coach. And Brett Hundley, again, is a good college quarterback, maybe above average college quarterback. He's got all of UCLA's records, but he's not going to be a great professional unless he makes better decisions. But I want to go to that SC Notre Dame game. I guess when you lose 49-14, lowlife coach Brian Kelly can't blame his kicker for that one, can they? Can he?
No, I mean, look, it's gone south, literally in South Bend. Let's be honest, Fred. It's ever since that Florida State game, they've pretty much gone downhill. And you know, when it gets bad, it gets really bad. Let's be honest. And that's not a good football team right now. And started out the season, and you know, they had a couple good victories and a lot of hype. And now it's Notre Dame not being that great of a football team.
He's got to look in the mirror, and it's about time he starts looking in the mirror and not blaming others. I'm sure he's going to fire some assistants, and he's going to keep his job, the low life that he is. But again, he can't blame the kicker if you lose 49-14. They were never in the game. Six touchdown passes by Cody Kessler. That's the all-time record against the Irish of Notre Dame. And he would have scored, he probably would have thrown more if the game had been closer. It did go over. That was my play of the year, actually, on PhoenixSports.com. To get this, the over under was 62, and it goes 63, 49-14. But I thought, honestly, I thought going into that game, we were going to see a 40-37 type encounter. But Golson played horribly, and the Irish played horribly. And USC's got no depth, no question about that, but they got a group of fine young receivers in Cody Kessler, a good running attack. And I was figuring out last night, but I think 8 of the 12 schools in the Pac-12 will make it to a bowl game. And, again, I'm going to repeat what we said before the break. I believe Oregon's and I'm not a homer. You know me. I go after the local schools more than anybody else will. But I think Oregon's the best squad right now in America. Alabama gave up 383 yards in the first half against Auburn. Well, if Auburn can get 383 with Nick Marshall at quarterback, I would imagine Oregon, with the best quarterback in America, Mariota could get 383 against Alabama in the first half also. And I got to give him credit for coming back in the second. And as far as Florida State is concerned, see, I disagree with you. If you play with fire long enough, you're finally going to get burned. And they played with fire again yesterday. They've had 5 or 6 close games on the season. And Winston is undefeated, and even with the 4 interceptions yesterday, he's still undefeated. They won 28 in a row. That is spectacular, but I believe the Oregon Ducks are the best team in America.
Look, I'm not saying that they're the same team that they were last year, but I am saying that they haven't lost a game in a very, very long time, Fred, and these other teams have. Oregon's lost. Alabama's lost. So I hear what you're saying, but you're preaching to the choir, because it doesn't hold any water to me, because they haven't lost a football game. And again, week in and week out, they take everybody's best punch, Fred. And it's not easy to be undefeated for as long as they have been. And
but wait a minute.
For them to be able to overcome the mistakes of Jameis Winston, that speaks volumes, Fred. It does.
When Arizona beat Oregon, Oregon was without its best offensive lineman. He's back.
Okay, you know what, Fred? You play with the guys you have. You know, come on. That's part of the game, injuries.
Arizona's got plenty of talent. I mean, Arizona, you know, could have beaten and should have beaten USC. The missed field goal at the end. I mean, it was all set to knock off USC. Arizona's pretty tough. They beat Arizona State. They beat, everybody else on their schedule. So, I mean, Arizona's not like hayseed. Now, and here's the deal. Is the ACC that tough? You keep saying Florida State's had close games. Well, a lot of them were against ACC clubs. Florida and the SEC certainly not.
You know what makes it tougher, Fred, is those guys play you all the time, so they know you better. I mean, look, again, for every argument that you're going to throw at me, I'll throw an argument at you, and we can go back and forth all day.
Who's better, the Pac-12 or the ACC?
I would probably – look, I'd have to go with the Pac-12. But,
okay.
You know, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you play where you're at. I mean, that they can't change either. Again, those guys know them inside and out, just like the Pac-12. Like, look, Arizona State, in most cases, is much better than Oregon State. But they go to Corvallis, and they blow their season, and then all of a sudden, they're not the same team. You know, Notre Dame goes to Florida State. They lose. They're not the same team. I mean, again, look, we can go back and forth on how it happens and how it goes down. But ultimately, you are who you are. You are what your record is. And you play who you play. You can't change that stuff, right? It's set out for years and years in advance. And especially who you're playing in your own conference, they're going to know you much better than teams outside of your conference. So I think Florida State has their flaws, don't get me wrong. But I also think they're a pretty darn good football team that's undefeated, where there are other teams that have losses that are ranked ahead of them. So
Marshall was undefeated until yesterday.
Fred, in their case, you can definitely talk about the strength of schedule, okay?
Okay, but I can talk about a Florida State versus Oregon strength of schedule, is what I'm trying to say to you. You're making decisions, and then you're saying, well, Florida State's conference not as tough as Oregon's conference, and Marshall's conference not as tough as, obviously, of either one of those two, but they were undefeated, too. So it's not just on the record. It's how badly you've beaten them.
But here's, yes and no. I mean, in some cases, You just have to win to get by. And in other cases, yeah, some teams have to win by more points. I don't understand the whole ranking system in general. But again, I'm just going to go back to this. They're undefeated. They were preseason number one, and they haven't lost. So I don't understand how they come about with this. Okay,
well, one part of it is this, and I voted on Monday for the Heisman. I can't tell you who I voted for, but I can tell you who I voted against. I did not vote for Jameis Winston. I would never vote for him. I think some of the, I think some of the 12 people perhaps do not like the entitlement attitude of Jameis Winston. That's possible as far as that is concerned. But on the other hand, they put Alabama ahead of Oregon, and I think Oregon should be ahead of Alabama. They each have one loss, and well, you know, Oregon has certainly played better, dominated lately, and Alabama has not. They were fortunate on Saturday to win. So, I mean, I think some of it is certainly political. I don't question that, but I do believe one loss versus no loss is irrelevant, really, because of the fact that one conference is much tougher than the other conference, and the Pac-12 happens to be tougher than the ACC. And I think Florida State eventually will get its comeuppance, certainly make the Final Four. It'll be number three this week. And let's see if it's Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State. That means Florida State will play Oregon in the Rose Bowl. Who would you wager on?
I don't know. I got to see how this whole thing shakes out, what happens this next week with some of these division games or championship games. We'll see. I mean, again, it's college football. It's flawed. At the end of the day, it's flawed, Fred. But we got to kick it to a break. So on the other side, we'll continue this discussion with Jeff Rich, get a little NFL in there as well, maybe. So keep it close. A lot to talk about. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen is with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. The guy we're going to hook up with next, Fred, Jeff Rich, was lucky this week, I guess you could say. Probably got to take in more football than the average human being. And he got to do it in a couple of cool spots, probably. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. I hope you both had a good holiday.
Can't complain. I know I ate tons of turkey and hung out with family, and it was a good time for me. So definitely enjoyed my one day off. I don't get many off, but I took my one day off this week, which was Thursday, for eating turkey, and back at it Friday, back at it Saturday, and here we are once again on Sunday. But not complaining, to be honest with you. I really, truly do enjoy it. But you got a pretty good experience this weekend. I think you took in not only the UCLA-Stanford game, but you took in the Notre Dame-USC game. And not necessarily the prettiest game, but got to be some cool feelings going to places that you've never been before, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. I had never been to either. This was a perfect opportunity. I had a little discussion whether we were going to catch Fresno, Hawaii up at Fresno State, or catch the Trojans and Notre Dame at the Coliseum. Ultimately, I think we made the right choice.
Let's do this. Let's try to get Jeff back on the horn. I guess we're having a little phone difficulty. I mean, you know, guy's on the run, Fred. He's somewhere out there by you, I would assume, to a certain degree. I don't know if he's in Pasadena, but I think he's probably somewhere now in the L.A. area, because the game was just the other day on Saturday. So having a little trouble. We'll try to bring him back here in a moment. But, hey, it's live radio, Fred. You never know what can happen, and that's why you just got to roll with the punches. Let me throw a couple things at you, Fred. Mississippi State loses 31-17. They're going to be out of the picture. Alabama, as you said, we never said the score. They did beat Auburn in a big rivalry game there, 55-44. Oregon, as you alluded to, crushes Oregon State. And that, I guess you can call it a rivalry game, 47-19. Florida State snuck by Florida, 24-19. And we do have Jeff Rich back. So, Jeff, welcome back. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Just dealing with some hotel Wi-Fi issues here, but we're on a phone line now. We should be good.
All righty, good deal. So getting back into it, your first visits to both the Coliseum and then the Rose Bowl as well.
Hey, Rose Bowl, absolutely majestic experience. We had some seats in the north end zone, sort of behind the Stanford band there. Just a great place to not only take in a game, but to be a part of the tailgating atmosphere. You tailgate on the golf course right outside the stadium. I would like to get there for a January 1 Rose Bowl game, but we'll see when that's in the cards. With the semifinals happening this year, not likely. But Coliseum, an equally impressive venue, just all the nostalgia involved with it. And, of course, an impressive USC team on the field and a packed house for a rivalry game against Notre Dame.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff as always. And it's cool when you go check places out and get around the country and good time, man. That's awesome that you have the ability to do that, brother. Hey, let's get into this a little bit. Maybe we'll get a little NFL here too. We've only got, I don't know, 6-7 minutes, but we'll talk a little college and some NFL. Bo Pelini out in Nebraska, going a new direction. Jeff, you're somewhat surprised as to that this season. I believe they're 9-3. Maybe would have made sense to do it last season, but this season they actually performed a little bit better. So I've got to think there's something going on internally, but do you have any feeling on this or any knowledge on what really went down here?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out in the coming weeks if they've got a guy lined up. If you know, if they have maybe an NFL coordinator that the, you know, that's poised to take the job, and they think they can go in a better direction with them. You know, it might be a, recruiting issue, but I don't really see any problem in the present tense with a 9-3 record, 67-27 overall, and he's had some rough seasons there in Lincoln.
Fred, Bo Pelini, your thoughts?
67-27, not good enough for Nebraska fans. They're not used to that. So a move was going to happen unless he did something astounding this year. They were talking about it 2 years ago that they were going to let him go. 67-27 is fine at UCLA, and it's fine at most schools, but it's not fine at a place like Nebraska, where historically, over the, anyways, the last 30, 40 years, they've had one of the better football programs in America. So I don't, I'm not sure it was anything personal or anything like that. I just think they expected more than some championships. They didn't win any championships in his 7 years, and that doesn't usually happen over the last 30, 40 years with the Cornhuskers. So I think that's why he was let go. And your point well taken. They might hire a professional offensive coordinator, whatever the case might be. I mean, coaches, I'm sure he's well endowed as far as they owe him, I'm sure, 3-4 years. So I'm sure the $10, $15 million that he's got coming, he'll survive. And coaches get hired to get fired, and Bo Pelini got the axe. Muschamp of Florida got the axe, and there'll be others we'll hear over the next few days who'll get the axe.
And also, you know what? With Muschamp and Pelini on the market, there might be you know, you might have two all-star defensive coordinators on the market this year. So this could be a big boost for a big-time program that's already got a good head coach in place.
Not a bad point at all. Jeff Rich joining us. Fred Wallen alongside the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, Fred, I think you're right. You know, guys get fired and whatnot. And Jeff and I talked about that tradition. Nebraska was once a very proud place to play. And Jeff alluded to temperature, you know, maybe, you know, it's the middle of America, not necessarily the most desirable place to play. How do they change that, guys? I guess that's the question. You know, before, kids wanted to go there. Or were there just that many great football players from that part of the country that just wanted to stay in Nebraska or, I guess, go to Nebraska? But how do they change that? If you once had something and you lost it, how do you get it back, Fred?
Well, you know, you had Tom Osborne and Bob Devaney, and they won all the time. And so kids want to go to winning programs. And if it means competing with the best, if 7 years you don't win a championship, it's tough to get the best kids to go to your school. They're going to go to somebody else in your conference. I just think that just, you know, makes some sense. They certainly weren't a bad team, but they also got blown out enough times to maybe embarrass the administration and embarrass the fandom of the Cornhuskers. So I, you know, every game is on TV somewhere. So I mean, it's the kids know no matter where they go, they're going to be on television. But
sure.
I just think they need a coach who can go 11-1 a couple of times, and then they can rebuild the from the recruiting aspect, and they can get going again. You know, there's nothing wrong with 67-27. A whole lot of schools would love that. So they're not that far away. It just means one championship would turn around, and they're in a tough conference, and but it still could happen. I mean, there's no question. And let me throw you something before I want Jeff to hear this. Yesterday, see, Andy's from Wisconsin, but he went to the University of Minnesota. So they when they played, I was watching part of that, and I'm saying to myself, I wonder what side Andy's on. What side were you on emotionally? What side were you on?
I was definitely on the Gophers side, and it's funny because, like, I'm watching the game, and I'm sitting there screaming when the Badgers are doing things, and my girlfriend's really confused. She's like, I'm not understanding this right now. I'm like, look, I'm from Wisconsin, but there's 1 week or 2 weeks, maybe a year, that I want them to lose, and that's any time they're playing the Gophers. So, but at the end of the day, I ultimately it's a win-win because then you know if the Gophers aren't winning, then which is more often than not, they're not winning. But this season, hey, much turnaround and much improvement there, and you got to really take your hats off and say that they've really turned that program around to a certain degree, and hopefully it continues. But You know what? I think I can think of the game that was definitely tough on Nebraska's Bo Pelini, and that was the Badger game where Melvin Gordon shredded him for 408 yards in only three quarters. I mean, you know, that could be the type of thing that guys get fired for. But ultimately, again, you know, it's about a rich tradition, winning and losing. And speaking of rich tradition, we haven't talked about this at all, and there's not a lot of time left in the segment. So, Jeff, if you got a little time, we'll have you hang tight with us. I'm going to throw this question to both of you guys. Ray Rice reinstated. Teams are free to go after him. Sources say that there are teams interested in Ray Rice. This is really tough. I mean, the NFL messed up on this one, and ultimately, that's what this decision was more about than anything. And, you know, whether a judge does something based on that or based on what we all think she should do, and this is a tough one, man. It's a real tough one because it's not about whether or not, at least to me, it's not about whether or not Ray Rice is a good enough player. It's really about him not being a good person and how you handle that. So, guys, let's get into this after the break a little bit, the Ray Rice situation. Would you go after him if you're a team? Would you want this guy on your team? With everything, with all the publicity that it's going to bring. Anyways, Fred Wallen, and we got Jeff Rich hanging out with us. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out with Fred Wallen, as always, Jeff Rich. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at Dorf on Sports, or is it by J Rich Radio? Is that what it is now, Jeff?
It's actually just by Jeff Rich.
By Jeff Rich, or at Dorf on Sports. And then also hit Fred up on email at sportsfred@AOL.com. Guys, before the break, I threw this out to you about Ray Rice being reinstated. Four teams may be interested in him, maybe including Indianapolis and New Orleans. And Indianapolis, I get it, somewhat makes sense. You're in the playoff picture. Ahmad Bradshaw's a little banged up, and you need yourself a running back, but this is a nightmare of a deal with the pub it's going to bring to you, and it's not positive. I would think it would be negative, pub. But well, first of all, guys, the NFL reinstating him. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, my thoughts when it first happened would be, he should have been suspended for either half the season or the whole season. Roger Goodell didn't want to do that because he's a big-name player, so he gave him the 2-game suspension. When the public outrage occurred, he gave him the 6-game suspension. And then when the film came out, he expelled him from the league. So I think basically he's missed two-thirds of the season. There's only 5 games left. First of all, from Ray Rice's point of view, he's going to get hurt if he tries to come back. Yeah, I don't care if you've been running every day, working out every day. It's not the same thing. It's almost like a holdout in the preseason. You know, and I know, we've heard too many stories of running backs. First game back after when everybody else is way in front of them, they break their ankle, they wreck their knee. So I would say Ray Rice should sit out till next year, and I think the NFL should pay him from, let's say, the 8th game on, whenever they expelled him, because I don't think you can 3-time somebody, meaning if you give him a 2-game suspension, you got to live with that. If you give him a 6-game suspension, you got to live with that. You can't keep changing it. It's almost like in court, hey, the judge first gives you 1 year in jail and nothing changes, but now he's giving you 3 years in jail and then 5 years in jail. Paul Tagliabue wouldn't have done that. Roger Goodell did do that. I think Roger Goodell has been a horrendous commissioner as far as this is concerned. There's got to be definite rules. If a guy admits he hits a woman, he's out 8 games or 12 games or 16 games. There has to be a rule as far as that is concerned. And Roger Goodell can't just give him a 2-game suspension because he's a big name like Ray Rice. And that has that. If there's definite rules for DUIs, there can be certainly definite rules if you hit a woman or, you know, hit a child. So the point is, it's on the NFL. I don't think anybody should touch him just from the point of view, you know, he's going to get hurt. He's not going to be prepared to compete with everybody who's played 11 games. Andy, you play tennis. I mean, so, you know, it's not where you're going to have contact, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, if you stop playing for 11 weeks and everybody else has been playing for 11 weeks, they're going to be in front of you.
Look, I mean, absolutely. It doesn't matter. If you take any time off, you're going to be a little bit slower. I know he said he stayed in great shape, but he's not having that physical contact week in and week out like you're talking about. I think it's difficult. Absolutely. I think it'll be tough. The one thing he does have is he does have fresh legs. So there's something to be said for that at this point in the season, because a lot of guys are banged up and have been nicked up all season long. So, you know, again, I don't know if he can come in and help a team right away. I have no idea. I just, at the end of the day, this ruling is more about the lack of professionalism, the lack of knowledge, the lack of responsibility. And I'm talking about on the NFL's part. And this was a lesson taught to Roger Goodell, to be honest with you, if you ask me. I think, you know, everybody, me included, talked about, hey, this guy never got a penalty, you know, and he's not going to fire himself. We all know that. But fining himself, something, nothing was really done to him. But this is a direct hit at him and showing that he was completely unprepared for the types of things that have been going on in the NFL for a long, long time, and shows the lack of knowledge. And again, he should be smarter than you and I. He should be a step ahead. He should be a guy that knows what's up and how to control it. So I think this was more about saying to Roger Goodell, look, man, you handled this totally unprofessionally, and you made the NFL look bad. You made yourself look bad, and here's what's going to happen. We're going to reinstate a guy that probably we don't think should be reinstated, but to prove a point that you were naive, stupid, a fool, however you want to look at it, however you want to say it, this was more of a lesson to Roger Goodell in the NFL, Jeff. Yes or no?
Yeah, hopefully it's a teachable moment. I you know, personally, I think I'm with Fred. I'd like to see him resign. Let me weigh in on Rice really quick. I don't think 2014 is a possibility, and I think that what the future isn't about morals as much as it is about his skill set. And if he doesn't get a job, I think that it's a combination of both. But let's face it, Ray Rice is kind of at that 30-year-old mark where you know, the shelf life of NFL running backs expires. So I don't know. I don't believe we're going to see him the rest of the season, even though Indianapolis, as you stated, does have a dire situation there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just think lesson hopefully learned by Roger Goodell and the NFL. Get a system in place and know what you're doing and be ahead of the curve. Don't dilly-dally, you know, and don't make excuses and don't beat around the bush. Hopefully they got it. Hopefully they figure it out. Anyways, let's move on. Something else. Well, we've been down a lot of roads. I want to kind of talk about a few games. You know, a big one here today, guys. Green Bay Packers, New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Pretty much enough said. Belichick, I think you got to give him the nod over McCarthy. But everything else being equal, this is a really good matchup this late in the season. Two teams that potentially could be in the Super Bowl, Fred.
Yeah, I have no opinion on the game. Both quarterbacks playing exceptionally well. Both offenses moving the ball exceptionally well. Lines exactly where it should be. It's a game out path. There were only two afternoon games today, Arizona, Atlanta, and New England at Green Bay. All the others are either early or the 8:30 Eastern time, Denver and Kansas City. But I have no strong opinion except for the fact that logically you would probably see, you'd say you might see 30 points each team. But sometimes when you think that looks so easy, it's not so easy. So Fred's passing on it at PhoenixSports.com. But he has an opinion on the second game. But Jeff, what do you think?
I think it's going to come down to whether or not the Patriots can run the football, because that's when they're at their strongest, you know, and it's just next man up, whether it's Jonas Gray or anyone else. It's just a matter of balancing out that offense. And, you know, Green Bay doesn't exactly have that. They've got a good running back in Lacy, but they tend to have a little more, they tend to tip the needle towards the passing side of the pass run spectrum.
Look, I mean, let's face it, guys. This is Tom Brady. This is Aaron Rodgers. This is a potential Super Bowl matchup of great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers has tons of weapons. That's why they throw the ball so much. And Eddie Lacy has come on the last few weeks. Last week, if you didn't know, he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. You know, and truthfully, They're a pass-first offense like many or most of the offenses in the NFL today. But to have a guy like Eddie Lacy that can get you tough yardage, keep those chains moving, that's important to have. It's all about the offensive line holding up for both these guys, giving them some protection, letting them be able to make plays. And then, you know what, the Packers defense, you know, the Patriots defense may be a little bit better than people think, but the Packers defense is definitely better than people think. Big play making ability on that defensive side of the ball. With that being said, yes, they're going to give up some big plays too, but they've shown me, and with moving Clay Matthews inside, that's changed the defense a little bit too. Julius Peppers more active on the outside, giving them a very nice 1-2, putting pressure on the quarterback, something that they haven't had. So I do give the defensive side of the ball a lot more credit this year than last year and years before, because they have stepped up. They give up yardage, but they do not give up a lot of points. And I think that the Green Bay Packer defense, guys, is better than most people think and most people know about.
Okay. I mean, what I'm saying
is, I agree with that.
If you're up against Brady and Brady's up against the Packers, I think it'll be a great game. And the NFL's smart enough to only have two games in the afternoon, because most people are going to be watching that one against that one versus Arizona at Atlanta, the two afternoon games.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's an important game for the Cardinals too, guys. You know, they got to keep winning. Seattle made a good statement with crushing the 49ers, and you know, now there's talk about Harbaugh, moving on, maybe being traded. Jeff had said earlier in hour number one that the Michigan job could be enticing to him. Fred, if San Francisco doesn't finish strongly, maybe winning the last four games of the season, getting to the postseason, making a solid run, does Jim Harbaugh move on?
I think he moves on anyways. I think he's going to be the Michigan coach. I think that's part of the problem. I think everybody knows it. I think the players know it. He's going to be the Michigan coach. As soon as Brady Hoke started the season poorly with Michigan, I think last couple of years they've talked about it. I think he's gone. I would say as soon as the season's over, he's going to be named the new Michigan coach.
Jeff, I mean, is that weighing on the 49ers' minds? Is that been the problem there in San Francisco this year, more so than them not having the right guys being able to make plays? And they let's face it, they've had some serious injuries along the way too. So is it more about Jim Harbaugh and what's going on there with him?
Well, I think the frustration is that they've come so close the last 3 years and they just haven't been able to get the job done. I don't know how much of a distraction it is. I really can't get in the minds of these players from day to day, but obviously there's something that's a little bit off, in 2014 compared to the beginning of the Harbaugh era, and maybe these players are just tired of listening to him. We heard this about Cotton Fitzsimmons and with the Phoenix Suns. Eventually, these players just get tired of listening to what the head coach has to say.
Hey, speaking of off, I want to get this in before we get out of here. The Browns are in a playoff race, and when's the last time we could say that?
2007. I mean, it's seven years. I mean, they haven't done as much as win six games, and now they are. Now they have a chance to go 8-4. They got a tough opponent in Buffalo today. Returning home after the snowstorms, after all the relief efforts. So you have to believe that the Buffalo Bills are going to come ready to play, and they're going to be fired up for this one, especially given the remarks of Dante Whitner at Buffalo fans during the week.
Yeah, I mean, Fred, this has got to be, in a weird way, I guess you could say it would be somewhat emotional there for people in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think the Bills will probably win this one. And again, I think Brian Hoyer deserves a lot of credit going through the pressure of the Johnny Manziel stampede to let him start. I think Hoyer's had a really good season, not a perfect season, but a really good season. I'm happy for him. I hope he finishes as the quarterback all season long, and I'm happy Manziel is not. Now I've read that one of Manziel's best friends just got picked up for drunk driving, so I guess it never ends.
Hey, Jeff, appreciate you hanging out with us. Real quickly, how can people check you out?
All right, you can get me on Twitter at @byjeffrich. That's B-Y, Jeff Rich. And check out the columns, morethanafan.net and mpafcleveland.com if you're looking for Browns coverage.
Sounds great, man. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Jeff Rich was at a couple of good football games. Maybe not good, but good for him because he got to check out places he's never seen before. Fred Wallendorf, man, back to wrap it up in just a sec. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for this Sunday. We'll be back next week, same time. Always live, always want your thoughts, always want your opinions. Always try to bring you the best thoughts and opinions that we have. And Fred, I want to get your, speaking of that, a couple things out before we get out of here. Redskins going back to Colt McCoy, sitting down RG3. Is RG3 done in Washington?
Probably. Again, I think the injury has taken away a lot of his ability, and it's going to take some time for him to come back. And, you know, he's the word entitlement again. I think he has assumed certain things, and he's made some enemies with some other players. And I actually think he's a goner. And Colt McCoy and Kirk Cousins right now, I think, are both better quarterbacks than RG3.
Yeah, RG3, I mean, look, his big strength was his legs, and that's been taken away from him. So, obviously, it's going to be tough for this guy to go out there and perform the way that we think he can and he thinks he can. And I think his confidence is shaken and rattled at this point. Speaking of confidence and being rattled a little bit, Peyton Manning, so good at home, not so good on the road. What's the deal?
Well, again, you know, to me, in that game, Eric Berry, the health of the players may play very hard, the Chiefs, because of that. So it looks like I think Denver with the odds would win it, but you never know because of the Eric Berry situation. But we can talk about that next week.
Yeah, should be a big game. Could make things a whole heck of a lot more interesting in that division, too. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Great day of entertainment, a lot of games. Enjoy it. For Fred, for Scott, for Jeff, for everybody involved. That's Mary and John as well. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. We'll be back at it next Sunday right here on Doorfront Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.